So what we're discussing this morning, and my goodness, is this reactive today from all over Northern Ireland, there's reaction to this. What should happen next? So once again, the deadline passes. Once again, there's no deal at Stormont. And they're going off for the summer and the pay continues. Newton Emerson making the case, the commentator Newton Emerson making the case this morning, look, this is too simplistic to say cut their pay. But should their pay be affected in any way? Question two, James Brokenshire. Has he had impact? He's our Secretary of State. He's not the Secretary of State for the UK. He's the Northern Ireland Secretary of State. So what's he done? What ideas has he got? What leverage is he putting on these parties? Are there any consequences for Northern Ireland just continuing to be in deadlock? What does he think? Does he think pay should be affected? Do we know what he thinks? Does he give many interviews to Northern Irish broadcasters? If you were talking to him this morning, what would you say to him? 03030 80 55 55. The pay, the big one. Liam and Yuri. Morning, Liam.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Liam.
Well, it's coming up the anniversary of James Brokenshire's appointment, I think the 14th of July, 2016. So he's pulled the greatest stunt of all time. He's the invisible man for a year in a country where we need visibility at the highest level. And if you're talking about pay cuts, he has to surely give up his salary for doing absolutely nothing. Whatever you say about the MLAs, at least they're trying to thrash out a deal.
Well, look, I think to be fair to James, and I've spoken to him from my Five Live days, and I want to be fair to him. It would be wrong of me not to point out to you that some of his representatives are in talks with this programme about Mr. Brokenshire doing an interview. Okay? and those talks have been continuing for quite a while now, but they have indicated that he will be prepared to do an interview, and it is simply a diary issue. So
that's a very gracious thing.
So that's me trying to be fair to him.
No, let's be fair to him then. His job is Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. And to be fair to the rest of us, if he's given that portfolio, he should exercise it with the same rigour as some of his predecessors. You look at the boys that were in charge of this place, and Mo Mullum and people like that, they didn't say, oh, well, if it's a diary thing. They'd be on the phone and they'd be given their two pits worth right now. If this man, if Spitting Image was still alive, he'd be a transparent plastic bag. There's nothing there. And his name tells you everything. I think this is the biggest con of all time. Sending a man to this place called James Brokenshire. If there was a name called Crippled Country, you could have used it. It's the same thing. I think it's a con and a joke. Brokenshire sent to Northern Ireland and you can't get him on the radio because he's got dairy commitments. To what? This is his country now at the minute. This is his job. And you can't get him on a show, the biggest show in the country, to talk about an impasse that's been going on for 6 months. 6 months now. And now they're going to be out till September. What has he done into his first year? Next to nothing. Well, take a pay cut, James, because there's no point in blaming Conor Murphy and people that were on the radio this morning and any other MLA who are trying to throw stuff out if this man is invisible.
Well, all I can say is we will continue to ask him on your behalf to come on.
But you shouldn't have to, Stephen. Well, you're begging the man to come on and talk about the place he's supposed to be in charge of. What's that about? That's like asking Theresa May to please go to Grenfell. And it took her 2 days to do that. Look at the shenanigans that caused. And you can't get this man on when we're sitting here talking about pay cuts and people losing their jobs and an impasse in health and so on. You can't get the man here on the radio because of diary commitments. This is his commitment. Supposed to be. But like I say, a broken chair, broken record.
What do you want him to do?
I want him to come on and talk and defend himself. Every time he comes on, he's reading off a sheet. He has absolutely no presence whatsoever. You ask him a question that's not on the sheet, he doesn't give you an answer. He walks away. He did it last week when he was with the Foreign Affairs Minister from the South. The two of them stood, made a speech and walked away. And Brokenshire looked like a wee boy that should be making tea for Theresa May. He's not fit for office if he can't come on the radio. And how many times have you asked him?
We've asked him quite a few times.
Yeah, and he'll go on Radio 5, I bet you, but not Radio Ulster. You know why? He's afraid of people getting hold of him. Because he knows he'll get a rigorous turnover.
But
that's
what would you,
these Tories. They love an easy ride.
But what would you want them to do?
I want him to... But what you just said 10 minutes ago. What's he been doing for the past year? Where is he? You asked all these questions to start the show and I put them back to you. What is he doing? You can't get hold of him. Where is he? Is he doing something magnificent behind the scenes? I'd love to hear what it is. We all would.
He talked to me on my Five Live show on a number of occasions.
That's what I'm saying, because that's an English show, Stephen. I know we can get it here, but it's far more gracious to go on Five Live than Radio Ulster, it seems. I think that's a slight to you and to the rest of us listening. And he's supposed to be the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and he won't go on to the show that most people tune into. That tells you something, doesn't it? It's either cowardice or just couldn't care less.
He said on the BBC yesterday he's reflecting carefully.
That's a good one. You could say that about the
coming days on future steps. He's reflecting carefully on future steps.
With that excuse, they're reflecting carefully. But James Brokenshire can get away with it. You know what? He's a T-boy sent to Northern Ireland. He couldn't hold a candle to Roy Mason. I don't like Roy Mason, but all the Secretary of State before that held weight and had stature. This man is invisible. A year he's in the job. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was 6 months. It's actually a year in 2 weeks' time.
Liam, thank you.
I don't know anything he said of note.
Thank you. John and Bangor. Morning, John.
First Stephen.
You need to turn your radio off in the background, John.
Right, hold on. Hold on.
Goodness sake.
Not this time.
Hey, up.
All right, now.
Yes, John.
Right. Now, what's your hand is, that woman, Theresa May.
Yes.
She knows what's going on over here. And she knows what happened with Stephen Brokenshire. She knows they sent her own man over here. She should have sent somebody with experience on Northern Ireland. And when she would do it, bring him on over. They can tell both parties, these two parties, the SDLP and Sinn Féin,
The DUP and Sinn Féin.
DUP and Sinn Féin. They're playing patsy. Well, fellas, Stephen Brokenshire. They're playing patsy with him. You want them on over here. Get rid of him. Bring him on over. They can turn around and look at the two parties and tell them, I'm a new man, hun. I have experience of Northern Ireland. I'm your parties. Yeah. Now, I'm telling you now, give you a fortnight to come together and make something of it, or else bang.
John, thank you. Thank you, sir. Alan Carrick-Fergus. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Stephen. I'm probably going to go out on a limb here and be the only one to try and defend James Brokenshire this morning.
We're quite confident of him speaking to us next week.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. But the guy who was on earlier saying Brokenshire is supposed to be running this country. No, he's not. We've got an assembly supposed to be running the country, not James Brokenshire.
And we asked the DUP to speak to you all this morning. The DUP said no.
James Brokenshire didn't bring down the assembly. He's not the one that's failing to make a deal. He's not the one that has the demands that the other side's not prepared to meet. And people are expecting him to come on the radio and answer questions about it. Say he did come on the radio.
But that last punter who was on said that if Spit and Image had a puppet of Brokenshire, it would be invisible. It would be a clear plastic bag. He's no presence, said that caller.
Well, if you want to make analogies, you know, maybe he's like a football referee. The best football referees, the match passes by and you don't even know who they were. You know, and that's basically what he is. He's supposed to be a referee and all this thing. And if he comes on the radio and takes questions from the public, how is he supposed to answer questions from people who are going to come on and say, well, James, are you in favour of an Irish language agreement?
Well, what's the point of him being here then? What does he bring to Northern Ireland? That's a genuinely open question.
Well, maybe
what is he bringing? What is he doing?
He's not supposed to bring anything. Our Sinn Féin are never short of reminding us that he's supposed to be neutral. So he's not actually supposed to bring anything other than that neutrality.
But so has he got a view? For example, the former Secretary of State, Owen Paterson, when he was in situ, he had views as to what he would do. In fact, I think we can hear now what Mr. Paterson said in the past.
If the local politicians elected still don't come to their senses by the 29th of June, I really would ask the Secretary of State to consider bringing back legislation here on the issue of the cost of Stormont. Very crudely, Madam Deputy Speaker, Stormont costs about £1 million a month in salaries and expenses for members of the Assembly. I have not heard from the other side why this should not be done. I have not heard a single member of the public in Northern Ireland criticise this.
So that was former Secretary of State Owen Paterson, Alan, in April in the House of Commons.
Yes, very easy when he's not in the job anymore, Stephen. Very easy when he's not in the job. That Brokenshire has has a different perspective on it, and he has a different way he needs to look at it. He's basically a referee trying to referee a spat between two groups who have, they are so far apart that it makes it all impossible.
Do you know the other thing that's striking me, just finally? Does Northern Ireland, we keep on presuming that Northern Ireland wants a deal, wants a local assembly. Actually, does Northern Ireland? Are people up in arms, or do they kind of think, direct rule? Yeah, couldn't be any worse than this. How many people think like that?
I've thought for a long time, Stephen, that Sinn Féin don't want a deal and don't want an assembly. I still maintain that deep down, Sinn Féin will be happy with direct rule, and then they have someone to blame everything on, and that furthers their agenda. That's my view on it. I think deep down, Sinn Féin really want direct rule.